Professionals. You are now going to listen to some short scenes from a radio show. Try to identify the occupation of the professionals. Take a look at the list of occupations on your answer sheet. There are more occupations listed than dialogues, so you can't use them all. Fill in the letter of the occupation you choose in the appropriate box. You will only hear the dialogues once, so listen very carefully. Now, take a look at the list on your answer sheet. Let's start. Please listen.
Welcome to Professionals, the radio show where our panel will try to guess who the professionals are that have dramatized scenes from their working lives with the help of Alice and Bob, our very own actors. And our first guest today is Anne. You will forgive me for not giving your professional title, won't you?
Well, of course. That would give the whole game away, wouldn't it?
So here is a day in the life of...
Good afternoon. What seems to be the trouble?
He's not been his usual self for a while, and we thought...
He's getting old, and you can't expect him to be as frisky as when you got them, can you?
Before, he always wolfed down his food, and now he leaves most of it, even when it's his favorite brand.
But we'd hate to have him put down to sleep for another few years, unless he's suffering, of course.
Well, he does look a bit listless. I'd better take some tests. How old is he, by the way?
14.
15.
Getting on a bit then, isn't he?
Thank you, thank you, thank you. That can't have been too hard, I hope. And here's Dave, our next professional. He's from Australia and works with...
You must have the easiest job in the world. Look into the camera and read what's displayed on the monitor.
And maybe straighten your tie and comb your hair a little before you go on the air.
What about all those foreign names?
Who knows how they're pronounced anyway?
Let me tell you, one slip of the tongue and the phone starts ringing.
And you have to wear makeup, don't you?
Yes, otherwise people would think I was seriously ill.
Thank you, Dave. A little more tricky, this one, perhaps. I wonder what you will make of this professional. Janice is going to read her lines without help from Alice or Bob.
Make a sign with your hand if it hurts too much. It won't take very long. I wonder if you floss regularly. You should, you know. Thank you, nurse. Good thing you came to this appointment. These things can develop into something that might need some serious bridge work sooner than you'd think. All right, you can sit up now and rinse out your mouth.
Short, but not so sweet, perhaps. Here's one more person who provides professional help, but his customer is not the silent type. Welcome, Eric.
Thank you. Here's a scene from my professional life. It's quite typical, actually.
The warranty ran out just 3 weeks ago, and now it's making this noise, gurky-lunky-lunk-like. Not all the time, but that just makes it all the more frustrating. It's only got 120,000 miles on the...
Start her up, please.
Right. Darn, now she's gone dead on me.
Release the bonnet, please. Try again. Your battery is flat, for one thing.
But the noise...
It could be the ignition or the fuel injection system.
Oh, good God, that sounds expensive.
Maybe you'd like an estimate before I...
What, take it apart?
That was not what I was going to say.
I hope it all worked out all right in the end there, but I know the feeling. And now, Debbie is with us in the studio. Is all this stuff homegrown?
The tomatoes and the cauliflower are, but not the artichokes or the peaches.
No, of course not. I'd like 2 pounds of those turnips, please, and some celery.
Thank you, sir. Anything else?
Do you sell bay leaves?
No, you'd have to go to the supermarket for that sort of thing.
Now here's Jean. You have some explaining to do in your job, don't you, Jean?
Yes, that is what I have to deal with. Actually, most people know perfectly well what they're after.
Good morning,
Can I help you?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I've decided to buy one of those, what it says here on this piece of paper.
Let's see, word processor. Yeah, I see.
To keep track of my collection of antique china, you see. But I don't want anything fancy, if you know what I mean.
Well, then this one will do well. It's second hand, just in, and you can have it for just under $250.
Oh, my grandchildren will be delighted.
You mean they might want to use it for games? Then I'm afraid you'd need something just a little bit more powerful.
Good job we have the professionals. Here's a woman whose help can make all the difference to her customers, or whatever you'd call them. Welcome, Henrietta.
This is made up, of course, but it's not as far from reality as you might actually think. It's a telephone conversation.
Hello, my name is Robert Jones, and they say I'd better call you, though frankly I don't see why. I was picked up an hour ago.
By the police?
Yeah, at the race course. I was just about to place a bet, $200 on Flushing Meadows in third, 4-1.
Yeah?
They just took my wallet away. Said I had been passing counterfeit money.
Which you had not.
Oh, no. And I can explain...
Tell them to wait for half an hour, and I'll come down to the station.
I don't want to spend the night here.
If you are as innocent as you say, sir, we'll have this sorted out in no time. Not to worry.
Thanks a lot, Henrietta. And here's Jack, who has what many would describe as a dream job. Jack has written an interview with himself for us, and Alice will be asking the questions.
When you trained for your job, you couldn't have imagined that you'd get the opportunity to travel.
Not the way I'm moving around now. It's great. No 2 days are the same. One day we're indoors. Just check the fuses and plug everything in.
And then it's an outdoor affair the next time?
Yeah, a gig in the stadium with miles and miles of cables to be strung, masts or pylons to be erected, and everything connected and double-checked.
What could go wrong?
If it's a circuit broken in the middle of a show, the whole place could be plunged in darkness, or what's worse in this case, a total silence.
Thank you. And last but not least, we have Ken. Welcome.
Can I help you?
I hope so. I know I shouldn't have worn this for that kind of occasion, but I didn't realize. Just look at it.
What are those stains?
Chocolate, candle wax, strawberry, I think. Some trick liquid that should never have been poured from the bottle it came in. And
must have been some party.
Yeah, pretty wild. I had to call and have some of the guests picked up before time.
That bad, eh?
You bet. And this, it's probably just mud, or maybe plasticine.
Shouldn't be a problem.
Good, because I have enough trouble as it is. The house is still in chaos. Good thing it'll be a whole year before the next time.
Next time?
Oh yes, my son expects a party for his 6th birthday, too. Well, folks, what professions do the above represent?
This is the end of the test.